Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Frank Figliuzzi is on the line right now. Of course, he's retired now, 25 years as a special agent with the FBI.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's seen it all, done it all, and he is the... he's where you go. If you need information about how the world works, how people get tracked, how manhunts happen, how people try to escape, because no matter what you think you know and your idea and your plan is, I promise you, A, it's not original. Somebody else has tried it before, and the feds have already figured out how to do it, right?
Born September 12th, our next guest joined the FBI in 1987, working in Atlanta, San Francisco, Miami, and Cleveland, eventually being appointed Assistant Director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation for Counterintelligence. He left the Bureau, going to work as Assistant Chief Security Officer for General Electric. He's been a frequent national security contributor for NBC and MSNBC. You can listen to his podcast, The Bureau. And today he's here to talk about the case currently topping the headlines, that of the murder of Gabby Petito, and the search for her boyfriend, Ryan Laundry. Please welcome Frank Figliuzzi.
Hey Frank, how are you? Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Johnny. I'm glad to be back.
The podcast going well, The Bureau?
Yeah, you know, I'm learning a lot about the podcast business, and it's all about the downloads and the advertisers. All those things are in the green column. Things are going well. But most of all, Johnny, I just like telling people every week about some corner of the FBI that they just didn't know about. And if I'm learning things every week after 25 years in the field, then that's saying something.
Well, I love anybody who's great at their job. People who, and it doesn't matter what the job is, I'm always fascinated when somebody really knows their job, their industry, their thing, something I don't know about, whether it be painting or intelligence. Like, that always gets my attention. This happens with this guy, Brian Laundry. He absconds. He bails out. You can see. It looks very much like he killed this poor girl. Obviously, he's not been tried in a court of law, so we don't know. But I think we all feel the same. He's gone. She's dead. There's a cover-up. Parents helped. But there's no way he gets away. Only way he gets away is by killing himself or being dead, right?
Yeah, if I had to put money on this, I'd say he's still alive. Now, I'm very familiar with that South Florida terrain, and if he's out there and the gators got him and the sun and the heat, humidity got him, okay, but eventually some skeletal remains would be found. I think he's probably on the move, and
yes,
Unfortunately, I think he's had help.
Yes.
Probably in the form of his parents.
Right. Well, it stands to reason. It's Occam's razor. The old theory that, you know, if you want to know what the answer is, it's the easiest, most direct answer. And that is, he went camping with them. He told them what he had done. They decided as parents they're going to help him, and then he disappears. But you can't. You'd have to have an unlimited amount of cash on you. You'd have to never be spotted by a camera with facial recognition. You could never be in any situation where you needed any form of real ID. I mean, you'd have to go third world country.
Yeah, the question is, has he gotten out of the country already? And you know, since he had like a 2-week jump on law enforcement, were there stops put in place at the airports to say, hey, you know, if this guy's traveling, you need to alert the police? I fear that wasn't done early enough. It's obviously in place now. So don't know, but I think back to major fugitive hunts. Look, Eric Robert Rudolph was the Olympic Park bomber, Centennial Park, Atlanta, Georgia, Summer Olympics, 1996, gone for months years in the backwoods of the Carolinas, FBI searching using heat sensing technology, Rangers, helicopters, planes, And what happens? Some rookie cop one day is in the back parking lot of a building, sees a guy in a dumpster. It's Eric Rudolph. So, you know, we don't know. The Unabomber. Years in searching for the Unabomber, the guy went off the grid. All of the usual investigative techniques, look for credit card, look for travel, you know, all of those financial things that you and I do every day, the guy was living in a small cabin in Montana, and how did he get found? His brother and sister-in-law turned him in when they saw his manifesto in the newspaper. So this could go on for a while, but I don't think this guy Laundrie has the skill sets, the That's survival right. sense, or the money to make that happen.
Now, and is there a part of you, as absurd as Dog the Bounty Hunter is, I really want him to come walking out of the swamp dragging this guy by his neck?
Well, it's funny. My position on these kinds of things has evolved over 25 years as an FBI agent. Earlier in my career, I was like, hey, stay out of our way. You know, you could compromise our investigation. You know, don't be tripping over us. Don't be going to people we're developing as sources. Sure. And I've matured over the years. When somebody like Dog the Bounty Hunter, who's established himself as somebody who is competent, professional, knows what he's doing, and has that kind of public persona that might cause a citizen to tell him something that they won't tell the FBI, I'm okay with that if he coordinates, stays alongside, doesn't do the same thing and redundantly get in the way, which he has a history of cooperating and doing that. I'm okay with that. This is not a competition. This is about getting a possible killer to justice.
Well, I think there's something about outlaw bounty hunters that we romanticize. And then I think when the real truth of it is, when a Fed, FBI or CIA, anybody, comes to ask any regular citizens a question, it's the same feeling times 10 that when you get pulled over by a police officer for speeding, you feel ultimately guilty for everything you never did in your life. You're just like, anytime you're near a police officer as a human, you just feel guilty about stuff. You feel strange. A CIA guy stops you and starts to ask you questions. I think people clam up, not because they're hiding, but because they're freaked out by the fact they're talking to a Fed.
Yeah, I'm okay with the very, very successful trend of what I call crowdsourcing crime solving. The public now is playing a huge role in helping law enforcement identify bad guys. It's the social media that, sadly, we're on all the time, but for crime fighting, people are using it for good. If you look at the charging documents, the January 6th riot at the Capitol, right? Look at what the prosecutors are saying when they charge people. They say, we discovered this person, identified him because of a social media tip.
Right.
Somebody, some neighbor, somebody told us they were there on Facebook a year ago, blah, 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 blah. It works. And if it works in this case, fantastic. It's the future.
Sure it is. And anybody who thinks, like, you know, and as a CIA, and you are counterintelligence, you worked with the FBI, you know all that we're capable of. The idea that a chip and a vaccine is how they're going to track you. You're like, you're missing the bigger picture of your cell phone, of the cameras, of RFID, of the fact that they literally pinging your cell phone with the algorithms. We are being tracked for good or for bad at all times anyway.
We are, and the conspiracy theories around the vaccine, as you say, don't really jive with the reality that no one needs anything to track anybody. We're on camera most of the time, major cities, elevators, your phone is pinging, whether you're using it or not, it's hitting the cell tower. But here's the thing with fugitives. If they're smart, they understand the devices have got to go. And it looks like he may have abandoned, Brian Laundrie may have abandoned his devices, and is out there off the grid. That makes it really hard. And like I said, the Unabomber searched it for years. He was off the grid. Eric Robert Rudolph in the woods for years, off the grid. Can this guy do it? I don't think so. I think he'll be found. I think he'll be found alive. Or if he thinks capture is imminent, he may harm himself. That's another reason why we got to get to this guy. And we're all waiting for the coroner results.
Right.
It's already been deemed a homicide, but I want to hear more about the nature of the death, the cause of death. What about that forensic scene around the remains? His shoe prints, his tire tracks, his DNA on a weapon that might have been found at the scene? There's much more to this story than we currently know.
See, what makes you so great, Frank, which, by the way, don't miss his podcast, The Bureau, and Figliuzzi, F-I-G-L-I-U-Z-Z-I, for those of you who have problem with Italian-American names. So I grew up with the last name Caprifoli, so I know. And you... Right. But you have such a great curiosity about yourself, about everything in the world in front of you. You're not just a guy who just ended up with a job in the CIA. This is your nature as a human being. Like, well, you grew up curious, clearly.
I'm not going to be offended by you calling me CIA, but
I'm sorry, counterintelligence with the FBI. FBI,
25 years. But here's the thing. I am that kid as a young boy who read the mystery books, watched the TV shows, wanted to solve the mysteries, and I still haven't lost that passion. And in the podcast, which comes out every Tuesday, a new episode, I talk to an active duty FBI specialist about what they do for a living. And guess what? There's an episode that we did last season on FBI Kansas City. Their regional computer forensics lab, RCFL, serves the entire multi-state region. They do some incredible things, restoring data and evidence off of devices, child exploitation cases, organized crime, terrorism. They do it. We tell the story of a submerged cell phone in water on a victim, a woman who was submerged. Her car went into a body of water. They pulled the data off of her cell phone after weeks underwater. There's a whole episode on what happens at FBI Kansas City.
Oh, and I know we've got to wrap, but just their building, the way it's set up in Kansas City. Have you been to the physical building?
I have not.
It's incredible. Separated by two highways on its own peninsula, only available by bridge. It's a brilliant building.
Now we just need the moat with the alligators.
Yes. All right, Frank, I know I got to wrap, but anytime, you're always, always welcome here, man, all right?
Thanks, Johnny.
Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.